Blog
with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's January 9th, 2012. It's Manic Monday. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota. Paul, did you have a nice weekend this weekend?
Yeah.
That was a little drawn out.
Well, had some of my sports teams not do so well, but... That's become almost commonplace nowadays. So.
Okay. Well, we also have with us the beautiful Portuguese princess herself, Miss Michelle Costa, the host of our show. How are you doing, Michelle? Did you have a good weekend?
I had an exhausting, but I had a great weekend. Thanks for asking. Hello, everybody. It's Manic Mondays.
Yay.
Wake up.
Wake up. Well, I just want to let everybody know that I will be sleep talking today. So you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Well, we never know what's going to come out of my mouth, but it could be even crazier because we got a lot to talk about. I mean, speaking of crazy, oh my God. I hope you guys watch Mob Wives. We'll be talking about that in a little bit, but holy moly, okay. I was exhausted, and I watched it. I thought I was going delusional. I couldn't even believe what I was watching. It was intense. But anyway, so how was your weekend, Miss Cherry?
It was pretty good. I wasn't feeling my best, so I sort of took a little siesta away from my computer and
a little.
I haven't been on the computer since Thursday.
Wow,
that's a long time. Yeah, that's a long time for me. I literally shut my computer down Thursday night and gave myself a little break. And that's the longest I have been away from my computer in a long, long time. But I really needed it. I needed to sort of just take a step back and regroup and give myself some much needed rest and recharge, and that's what I did.
Can you pass along some of that that energy, please? Because
I wish
seriously,
I could.
I need it. But I just want to say what's up to everybody in the chat room. I am watching
hey,
you all today.
Michelle, let me tell you, we've got Chilltown Joe, Seymour, Face, Jody, Mappy. Welcome back, Marianne. Good to see you again. Michelle.
Oh, I'm watching everybody because I just got a new router. So guess who's
She's up in the mix.
Guess who's up in
really?
The mix? Yes,
I
was the guest that you said hi to that I couldn't reply back because I can't remember my password. sorry, but that's just what my brain is doing right now. It's just not functioning to the point. But what's up, everybody? Chat room, what up?
So tell everybody why you're tired.
All right. Well, I'm sure if anybody has been following my Twitter and Facebook, they know that I started my new job on Saturday. So yay on a new job. Yay on a job. Yay on a job because this economy, just be happy you got a job, right? So I had to actually drive from Rhode Island to New Jersey to do my training. So we're looking at about 4 or 5 hours. I probably drove by the Bronx and probably by Michelle from the Bronx as I fist pumped all the way there. And fist pumped and I threw down with some mob wives, but I'll talk about that later. And so, you know, I got up there Friday night. You know, I drove actually Friday night through New York, and I can't even believe it. I didn't hit any traffic on a Friday night through New York.
Were you by yourself?
No, actually, you know what? Not convinced, but Mama Casa convinced me to allow her to come with me. And I was like, no, you know, I got a lot of work stuff, and it's not like it's going to be like for fun or there's events, you know? Like, you're going to be basically stuck in a hotel with, like, nothing to do, you know? So, but she was completely fine with that, which, amen for her, because when I would leave, she would just be like, okay, so I'm just going to, I don't know, watch TV all day and lay in the bed all day. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Thanks, Mama Costa, for letting me know that you're going to rest all day. Anywho, so we got there, and we went to this really cool Irish bar when we got there. It was called Thatcher McGee. And I guess Thatcher, there's like a big historical thing about Thatcher and, you know, Ireland and stuff. But it was a really cool bar. And so, and then I had to start my 10-hour days. So the next day, you know, before my 10-hour day, I had my fantastic conference call that was like an hour. Oh, by the way, New Jersey and my GPS just don't mix. Or maybe any GPS. Yeah, any GPSs, because I had to call the hotel and be like, they're telling me that the number of your hotel does not exist. And they're like, yeah, everybody tells us that. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Because I just bought the GPS, so I was like, do I have to bring this back or whatever? But and also the directions of where I had to go work, they gave me the wrong address. So not only did I have a conference call driving through somewhere I didn't know, but it brought me to an abandoned building.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I was like, why is this my life right now? So I think my washing machine's going to explode. But anyway, if you guys hear some weird noise, it's my washing machine. Anyway, so just to let you guys know what I'm doing, I am a brand representative. And I work for Summit Retail Solutions, and what we do is we're a traveling roadshow. And so I was getting trained for my own show, and I'm traveling all throughout Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and I am selling, marketing, whatever you want to call it, demoing products for this company. And I'll go to, like, BJ's and different retail locations, Costco's, Sam's Club, Sears, whatever, wherever they take us, and I basically do like a roadshow all day long. So that was 10 hours, and it went great. It was really good. It was just tiring. If anybody knows 10 hours, oh, my God, seriously. And, of course, you know I drank wine the night before. Come on, people. Let's just tell the truth. I drink wine.
No.
But I wasn't drinking wine to get drunk. And I had a glass because I needed to calm down. Because, I don't know, am I the only one that gets, like, the nervous butterfly but, like, excited feeling, like, the day before you get your new job? So that's what I was feeling. So I needed a glass of wine. Well, needless to say, I didn't sleep a wink that night because my mind would just not stop. You know what I mean? Like, am I going to wake up in time? Is the alarm going to go off? Am I going to do good? Am I going to know what I'm doing? Am I going to sell? Am I going to hate it? Am I going to love it? Am I going to hate the boss? Am I going to, like, what the hell is going to happen? So it went fine. So that night, me and Mama Costa, I went and picked her up after she spent a lovely day in the pool. She slept all day. We went to go eat at this really cool restaurant, Italian-like restaurant called Lena's. And so this is a really funny story. So, okay, so if anybody's from New Jersey or that has been to New Jersey, I did not know this. I've been to New Jersey, but I didn't know. Did you guys know, Cherry Paul and everybody out there, did you guys know that it's illegal for you to pump your own gas in New Jersey?
No.
So, yeah. Well, it's illegal to pump your own gas in New Jersey, which I did not know this, okay? So, yeah, this is going to be a good story. Hold on to these people. So I was like, oh, okay, listen, I want to get gas tonight. I want to fill it up because tomorrow I don't want to stop after I get out of work. I want to leave and I want to drive nonstop home because I'm like, at that point, I was done. I was like, I just want to get home. I want to go to my bed. I want to sleep. So anyway, so that Saturday night, I didn't sleep a wink. So, let me go back. So we go into the gas station, and I'm actually fumbling around looking for my credit card, and all of a sudden, this, like, guy is standing at the door of my car, and he's just standing there, and I'm telling you, he looks like the Crypt Creeper. Like, he looks like he was a murderer, a raper, a serial killer, any kind of murderer, whatever, all in one. Like, he was scary, like, looking. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, seriously, this guy is going to ask me for money? Like, I'm not giving this guy fucking money. Get away from my car. When I pulled in, I had seen him pumping gas to the car next, like, the car next to the pump. So I just thought he was pumping his own gas. So I didn't think anything of it. So I just thought he was, like, asking for money. So I put down the little window a little bit. I'm like, I'm not, today's not the day for favors, buddy. Go ask somebody else. That's the first thing out of my mouth, right? So then he's like, no, how much money do you want in your tank? And I was like, don't worry about what I want in my tank. I will do it myself, you know? And he's like, no, I pump your gas. I'm like, what? And he's like, yes, this is full serve. Every gas station in New Jersey is full serve. You cannot pump your gas. And I'm like, okay, but I'm still scared. Okay, Mama Costa is having, like, a breakdown. Mama Costa is, like, doing, like, the cross, and she's praying to God, okay? So I'm like, Mama Costa, calm down. She's like, this is why I didn't want you to come by yourself because of this. I'm like, because you thought of a crazy freaking full serve pump guy that's gonna get me. Like, okay, Mama Costa, if there's this guy, they're everywhere in this world. I don't need to come to New Jersey to meet the murderer. Anyway, so the guy pumps my gas. I still don't even know if he's really, like, works there or he's just, like, trying to, like, make a couple bucks. But anyway, so he pumps my gas and he's like, okay, that's $33. And I'm like, okay, well, I need a receipt because since I'm going there for training, my work is paying for it. And he's like, no. And I'm like, no.
No.
Yeah. And I'm like,
no, you mean no.
I was like, no what? He's like, no, you can't get a receipt. And I was like, well, guess what? You ain't getting the $33. As I'm waving it in my car with the window cracked a little. And I'm like, you ain't getting the $33 until I get my receipt. And he goes, no. And I was like, listen. I was like, I want a receipt because I need it for my work. And he goes, you should have asked me in the beginning. I go, excuse me, sir, but you kind of caught me off guard a little bit. and I really quite wasn't thinking receipt when you came knocking at my window. So just get me a receipt. And he's like, no. And I go, well, we got ourselves a fucking problem, don't we? I was like, because I'm not leaving here, and you're not getting this money until I get a receipt. So the guy walks away, and the entire time he's walking away, he's like, motherfucking bitch, fucking bitch, fucking bitch, bitch, fucking bitch. I'm like, oh, my God, I just made the murderer angry. I'm going to die at a Lux Oil fucking New Jersey gas pump, okay? So, and I know I'm swearing a lot, but please, like, it's crazy. So the guy comes back and finally hands me the receipt, and I give him the money. And let me tell you, me and Mama Costa sped out of there like maniacs. But I'm like, isn't that just, like, the known, like, law throughout all of the world, is that if you buy something, you get a receipt, right?
Right. Right.
Well,
like, isn't there places you go to that says, if we do not give you a receipt, you get your thing for free or please, whatever? Like, I just want a receipt. Like, what's the big deal?
That part totally confuses me. I don't get that at all. I guess one of our chatters says that Oregon, you can't pump your own gas either. And that was the first thing that threw me. I've never realized
that. I've never heard
of
that either.
I mean, I never heard of that in my life. All over here where I live, that's all you got is it is self-serve. And if you go to a full-serve station, it's normally like 30 to 40 cents more than if you were to pump it yourself. So, like, it's not normal for there to be a full-service station or for people to use it, you know?
I know in Missouri, it's like this, it's self-serve, and you can't hardly find a station that's full-service. And I know out in Vegas, it's the same way, because Dan has told me that there is one full-service station out there, and, you know, it's hard for him to get out and pump gas. So for him, he has to drive across town, on the other side of town, to one particular station that has full-serve. But he will do it sometimes if he doesn't have somebody with him and he needs gas. He will drive there, because it's the only station around that has full service. And so, you know, there's most states, I think, are like that, where you can't hardly find a full service gas station anymore where people pump your gas.
Yeah. But, like, what was that going to mean? Like, seriously, I was so exhausted that it was like I was leaning back to get my pocketbook, and I was like, oh. And it took me literally 5 minutes to get my pocketbook to the front, and then I fumbled around with a credit card, whatever. So what happens if I was, like, ready to go? Like, I was going to ready to pump my gas. What were they going to do? Were they, like, literally arrest me? Is that what they do? Because if it's against the law, like, first off, how do I know that? Second off, what do they do, arrest you for gas pumping? Like, I was fist pumping all the way there, but you're going to arrest me for gas pumping? Really?
That's crazy.
Hey,
yeah.
Michelle, I'm curious, once you're done with your training, or are you already done with your training? Was that it?
I am, yes.
All right, so now that you're all trained and everything, how much traveling will you do in the job?
Well, I finished my training on Sunday. I pulled another 10 hours. Right after the 10 hours, I drove straight through all the way home, and I got home around like 10 o'clock. Well, it was like a little bit before that. But I actually start my own road show on Thursday, and I will be traveling within Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So I won't be traveling more than probably like an hour to my locations to do my shows. And the thing is that I do like 4 day show, and then I rotate, so I'll go to like a different store, and then I'll do that for 4 days, and then I go to a different store. So I won't be back to like probably the store that I'm going to do this coming Thursday, probably for like a month and a half, 2 months. But I will tell you this. Sunday, I was like, all right, listen, I want to just do the road show by myself, and my trainer was watching, which I'm sure she was super happy because she was making money off me. But I ended up selling 9 units, which were very costly, I'll tell you that. And she only sold 2. And she looked at me like, oh my God, she's like, you first off are kicking butt, and you just kicked my butt. And all I'm thinking is, girl, I'm going to take your little training job, and and you don't even know it yet. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I did so good, and it's like a people job, you know. You just sit there and you talk to people all day, and it's a perfect job. It's just exactly what you said, Paul, just getting used to, like, the 10-hour days, because it's going to be 4 days, 10 hours, you know. So it's going to get used to, and it's every single day I have a conference call beforehand. So it's going to actually be like a seven-day thing, because even when I'm not doing my road show, I'm doing conference calls constantly. So
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, it's a job. It pays well. It's full-time. And then it's like the amount of money you can make is endless. It's just how much you want to sell. So, but our company actually is from New Hampshire all the way down to Florida. They actually, their first year, this is their second year that they've been open. Their first year they made a couple of, like $200,000. And then last year they made $8 million.
Oh!
So we're talking about a company that is just growing and growing and growing, and it's a great company to work with. The people so far are great. You know, there's benefits and everything. So it's everything that I wanted. Yeah. So I'm really excited about it.
You don't find too many jobs these days in this economy that you are that excited about and like as well as you like this job, Michelle. So that's, you know, jobs are hard to find in today's economy, and one that you like as well as you like this one is really a blessing. I mean, most jobs that you find today are like, you know, at least I got a job. I may not like it, but, you know, hey, it's a job. This one, you know, you're so excited about and you really like it. And
yeah,
that's something that's really, you know, a lot can be said for that. You know, it's something that you are having fun with and enjoy doing. And
yeah,
that means a lot. When you, you know, have to work, it needs to be something that you really enjoy doing. And I'm really glad you found something like that.
Well, thank you. Like, if I asked you, Cherry and Paul, do you think I'm crazy? What would you say?
No.
No, in like a good way, crazy.
Well,
to answer that first.
It should be just a yes or a no. It shouldn't be hard to think about. You have to think about it. It's a hell's yeah. Well, what happens
my
if
phone
I would
was beeping in my ear when you asked me that question, so I didn't get the full question.
No,
I'm trying
I was just
to
saying
figure
that,
out why it's somebody calling me at this time. But
well, if I were to tell you that I am such a nut job because I just did an interview before I left New Jersey, an hour before I hit the road with another company, and I got another job.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. I was immediately regretting it on my first day that I was there doing the training, going, why did I just do this to myself? Not only do I still have the Gillette job that I'm doing, which, go Patriots this weekend, Saturday, I'll be there, woo. Anyway, I got interviewed over the phone for this company called Bright Vision. And if you guys go and look it up, it's a really cool company. They actually, what they do is they make coffee sleeves. Now, you guys all been to coffee shops or you've been to Starbucks or whatever. You know, like the sleeve that you put like on the coffee cup so you don't burn your hand?
Yeah.
Okay. So this company that I am now the field representative of Rhode Island, the only field representative of Rhode Island, which means all is on my back, they actually do, like, advertisements on it. So, like they do, they showed me a campaign that they did in San Francisco of How I Met Your Mother, and it's on the sleeve, and it shows you, like, what days, like, a week it's on, or it could be, like, local companies advertising. It could be major companies. It could be movies. It could be whatever. But it's actually on the sleeve. So I am actually going to be going around to different cafes and coffee shops, and basically I'm like an auditor for them, and I'm making sure that the sleeves are out, they're being used. There's a big campaign going on right now in Rhode Island that's from Brown University. I'm sure you guys all have heard of Brown University. That's in Rhode Island, one of the top five Ivy League schools.
Ivy League.
Yep, yeah. Ivy League. And so they're actually the ones doing the advertisement right now on the sleeve for to quit smoking, which, you know. Yeah.
As I just lit one up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm about to lay one too. But so I got to make sure I remember, do not smoke my cigars. Anyway, so like I basically am going to go around Rhode Island, make sure they're using it. I'm going to like just educate the employees on making sure that they keep the product out there. They're not using old coffee sleeves, and taking pictures of people like doing cool things with their like coffee cup and showing us like that they got the sleeve on there, you know. And so I'll be doing that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Whoa!
Awesome. So you be selling advertising for the sleeves as well?
No, they're gonna do all the advertisement. I'm basically working for Bright Vision, but I'm actually working for the advertisers because I'm gonna be doing reports. So the advertisers that are paying to get their the advertisement on there knows that they're paying for something that's being used and being put out there for the public to see.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So, like, awesome. I'm going to do a report for my company, and then that report also gets sent to whatever advertiser, or if there's more than one, sometimes there's more than one advertiser on there, let them know, okay, the cafe has been using them, it's great, or guess what, the cafe owner doesn't want them there, whatever, or, you know, it could go good, bad, or ugly, it could get hot coffee thrown on me, I can't see that happening, but...
The question in the chat room right now, when are you going to sleep, Michelle?
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to need to figure out what's going on with my schedule. The good thing about the Bright Vision job is that I actually do all the scheduling myself, so it's whenever I want. So, like, say they give me, okay, they give me a project. I need to do 15 cafes within 2 weeks. I could do, like, 5 to 10 in one day, depending on where they're located. If they're, like, located right next to each other, I go to one, take care of that. Because it could be, like, 5 minutes in a cafe, or it could be, like, an hour in one, you know, depending on the situation. So I could, like, take these all out in, like, a day or two, and I could complete my project before it even needs to be done.
Right.
So I basically just need to figure out the schedule, set it, and then I'll figure out when I'm going to sleep. So, yeah, so I'm going to be like a walking zombie. So these, I'll let you know one thing. Manic Mondays is already epic. It's going to be even crazier when I'm talking, like, and I don't even know what I'm saying. So, and mix that with wine.
You know.
So.
Michelle, Terry was talking before about how great it is that you've got a job that you enjoy. One of the keys to enjoying a job is the people you work with. Are you finding that you like your fellow employees and your bosses?
Well, I'll tell you this. So for the training, I trained with this fantastic girl. Her name is Vicky, which I gave her a nickname. We called her Little Cub. She's like a little cub. She was just the reason why the little cub thing came out is because I was telling her a story about how this gentleman came up to me. This was like a few months back, and he's like, you know, like, how old are you? And I go, how dare you ask a female how old she is? Like the first thing out of your mouth, right, Cherry? You just don't do
that. That's right. No man should ever ask if a woman how old she is. That's just rude.
Just rude. But he's like, no. He's like, I this is going somewhere. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's going somewhere, and don't make me get mob wives on you, okay? So I was like, I'm 30. I was 30 one time. I'm like, I'm 31. He's like, well, you know. I think I've discussed this before already. I'm like, he goes, well, you know, a 40 or older woman is considered a cougar. And a 30 to 40-year-old woman is considered a puma. So I'm a puma, which I kind of actually like that. I like a puma.
We've got Christina, puma,
She's a puma.
She's
a little puma.
Good to see her again.
Yes. Hello, Martina. Well, so my trainer, by the way, I had to like just go with the flow. She was 24. Ugh.
Oh.
Ugh. Okay, telling me what to do. Ugh. And she was cute as a little button, you know, young and, you know. So I called her little lion cub. She was a little lion cub. Because she was like, what does that make me then? Because I'm 24. And I was like, you're a little lion cub. So that's our nickname. So she was awesome. She's really cool. But the cool thing about this, can I tell you this right now, is I work by myself.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That's the best.
Yeah, so I'm going to work by myself, doing my brand representative job. And I'll be working by myself doing my field oh my god, too many representative crap, all the things I'm talking about right now. But I'll be working by myself, so you know what, I work better with myself a lot of times.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. No, I'm just kidding. Wait a minute, that's not the time of show. Okay, back to somewhat rated R. That's what she said is right. So yeah, so it's basically the only time I'm actually communicating with them is, like, giving them my numbers and whatever via text or whatever, and the conference calls, which, you know, involve everybody in the company. But to actually have somebody on premise with me probably won't happen unless I become the trainee and train somebody, which my next step is to become trainee manager of a program. So, and I know somebody was on the chat asking what type of products is it. Well, it's an array of different products. We have like health and beauty. We have automobile. So, you know, there could be like a wax or like a hair straightener or like a Dead Sea mineral. They have like this nail art thing where you can buy, it's like an endless, it's, imagine this, Cherry, listen to this, and all the ladies out there, there's this, it's called Migi Art Nail Art, and it's a, like a, it's like a pen, so you don't have to like, you know, it's not like a nail polish brush, it's a pen, so it's really easy to put nail polish on it, but listen to this, lifetime supply of nail polish, so they will actually fill your nail polish up for the rest of your life for free.
No way.
Yeah.
For life?
For life. But you know what? In the kit, there's probably, say, like 10 colors. So you can get those 10 colors. But if you want to get more colors, then you need to probably purchase extra. But once you get those nail colors and you know those are for life, of course, that's like the key is like, oh, I got this for life. Let me go get some more nail colors. And that's how probably they make their money. Because how can you make your money if you give these people free nail polish for life?
No doubt.
Yeah. And like there's like
a girlfriend.
Yeah, and then there's this really cool one. There's this really cool one that it's kind of like I don't know, I'm sure you guys have probably seen it or heard of it or whatever, but it's this attachment for your like iPad, your phone, your MP3 player, whatever it is. And what it is you plug it in just like it's kind of like headphones, okay? But you can actually, like, what you do is with the base of it, it's kind of like a magnet, not really. It's just like a sticky thing. And you stick it onto something. So say, for instance, you can stick it in a trash can, and the trash can will actually, like, play music. So it's mainly for, like, stereo purposes. So say you want to listen to the music on your iPod, and you're at the beach, and you bring a cooler with you, okay? You don't want to bring a radio. You actually attach this thing to your cooler, like to your, and it will, your cooler will become a speaker and will actually sing music and play whatever's on your iPod or iPad or whatever.
Wow. That's cool.
Isn't that neat?
That is
so, like, you
cool.
can take it anywhere. You can actually put it in your car, put it to your window, and your whole car will have a speaker. You can attach it to, like, the refrigerator. You can attach it to anything you can think of, and it will play music.
Wow, I want to see that.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
I want that for my husband.
Yeah, that's it's awesome. If you think about it, I think the best thing about it is that when you go to the beach, you already know you're lugging, like, what? You're lugging all your alcohol in your cooler, and you're lugging your tan lotion and your chair. And the last thing you want to do, because really, who has, like, a radio boombox nowadays? And if you do have a radio, you probably don't have C or D batteries and whatever. And everybody just doesn't use that nowadays. They use their, you know, whatever electronic device they have. You just stick this thing onto the actual cooler or whatever, and it will be like an amplifier.
Michelle, do you remember
yeah.
one of Ron's shows that he really loved? I never really got into it, but with Shark Tank, and Face said that was in on that show.
Yeah, I watched Shark Tank, and yes, it was.
I love
yeah.
that show. Ron
I
got
love
me
that show. Yep.
Speaking of shows, I have not had the opportunity. I don't know how I came across these, but I started watching a few other reality shows. Does anybody watch Hook, Line, and Sisters? No?
No.
How about
American
Stuffers? Just had its first episode, and it's this taxidermist in Arkansas that does all sorts of taxidermy, but specializes in stuffing people's pets, which is really weird.
Wait,
and
what?
Stuffing your pets. Oh,
okay.
And we get to see the it's kind of interesting. And the other one I now hooked on as well is called Pit Bulls and Parolees. It's been on a few seasons.
Now, I've watched that one for a long time.
What's that one about?
It's about a woman who she has a big sort of ranch out in the desert, and her husband was in jail for quite some time, and she has two daughters, and she takes in pit bulls. She has a ranch for 200 rescue pit bulls, and she hires parolees because nobody else will hire them. So her theme basically is she gives the dog second chances, and she gives the parolees second chances. And so her whole thing is giving, you know, both pets and humans second chances. And you know, the parolees that come there, they live there on the ranch. She has a housing for them. They live there on the ranch and have like a dorm style place where they live. And they take care of all the dogs, and she pays them. And they learn, you know, to interact with each other, and they learn to work and do what they're told and work alongside each other without, you know, getting into fights and that sort of thing. And what, you know,
are they like locked up though? Like,
no,
like
no,
at night?
They have, you know, they can go out, they can do, you know, whatever they want, but they learn, I guess, how to be straight and be, you know, on straight and narrow again and earn
so
a dollar
like a halfway
without
house, but it's, because like a halfway house is
no,
like when you get out of jail,
they,
you go to a... I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul.
No, they've served their time for their crime.
Oh, okay.
But nobody will hire them because they have this record and they can't find a job elsewhere. So she will hire them even though they have a record and they've just gotten out of jail and they're on parole. And she lets them live there and take care of the dogs and she gives them a second chance. And they take, you know, they have their responsibilities. She doesn't stand over them, you know, and watch over them every day, you know, to make sure they're doing everything just right. But she does, you know, come out and check every so often. And if she finds something wrong, she'll, you know, crack the whip. But she's really good to these guys. And she sort of comes off as like almost like a mom to them. And
well, that's great.
Yeah, she really is a really good-hearted person, and her daughters interact with them as well. And the dogs, you get to see the people coming out to adopt the dogs, and she does do like a home check. They can't just come out and adopt the dog and take it home. They have to go and do a home check and make sure that the home is, you know, secure and safe, and they don't, you know, don't have a fence or something. She's not going to let them take the dog. They, you know, they have to have a proper home environment for the dog. And so it's a really educational show, and it's fun to watch. So once in a while, they just had an episode where one of the guys kind of got out of hand because he was angry that a couple of the guys who have been there for many years were getting a little bit more preferential treatment than he was, and he'd only been there for a few months. And he sort of got angry about it, and he,
sure.
I don't know, his anger
yeah.
was just coming out of him. And she wound up having to write him a check and send him back on his way, you know, because he just had too much anger left in him. And
Sherry, I couldn't help but wonder what might be happening in his personal life that switched Cameron around. But anyway, let's move on, guys. Let's
well,
talk
I can,
about
can I just say one more thing? Seeing that you guys are talking about these shows, I want to definitely check them out. They sound great. Before we talk about Mob Wives, because that's what we're going to talk about next, the one show that I did see this weekend while I was in the hotel, I was flipping through the channels. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but it's like Extreme Coupon Cutters. Okay.
I've seen
these
one episode of that.
Freaking people are nuts. Like, not nuts in a bad way, in a good way. This one guy went to the store, okay, and bought $1,500 worth of stuff and didn't pay one penny because he had all the coupons to take care of the $1,500. Is that insane?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I honestly don't.
It seems like it's a job in itself, you know, like I've seen the people at the grocery stores, all right, with the binders, like three of them, and like they're looking through the binders and like they look like the binders have all these things in it. And I'm looking at them like, holy crap, like I just like rip like the coupons and sometimes I forget and I rip them because I don't cut them and I rip the SKU and all that stuff. And like $1,500. Like, for free? That's crazy. But anyway, I don't know if anybody else has watched that, but it's intense.
I have heard about that show, and in fact, there's a new sitcom on this year called Two Broke Girls, which I watch, and one of their recent episodes dealt with that extreme couponing thing. Anyway, I made a special intro clip for tonight for Mob Wives, if we're done talking and want to move on to that.
Let's do it.
You want me to start it, Cherry, or you got it?
I got it.
Okay.
I'm Karen Gravano.
I'm Renee Graziano.
I'm Carla Fasciolo.
I'm Teresa Diavanzo.
My crime?
You know who the f*** I am.
My crime?
You want to get my f*** out?
My crime?
You have a problem because of who my father is?
According to the feds, being the daughter of an extremely high-ranking mobster.
Having a dad who's one of the most notorious mob figures ever.
Who's the rest?
About 100 of them are.
Being married to an inside trader.
Falling in love with a professional bank robber.
The sentence?
10 to 12 years as a single mom.
Life as an informant's daughter.
8 years raising twins alone.
Doing hard time without ever being behind bars.
Hold on, world, don't move too fast, yeah. Watch out, man, but I'm making it last. Whoa, it's a mad, mad world, and you're in too deep. You can close your eyes, but you still can't see.
I'm at this party solo.
I see that Drita's really uncomfortable because I'm with Ramona.
Ramona and I don't like each other. All of a sudden, I see Ramona and Karen headed towards the balcony. Someone's going over.
Oh, babe.
I absolutely love their intro song. Thank you, Paul. That was awesome.
Hey, but do you know what was interesting to me was that first clip was from their pilot episode where they introduced themselves, and they had a different theme song last year than they have this year. Did you notice?
Did they?
Yes.
I thought they had the same theme song, but I think when they do their intro that was that the intro theme song, but they've always had that theme song when they start the show, when they're walking down the pier, and
Wait a minute. When they're walking, yes, it's the same video, they're walking down the pier. But as Michelle from the Bronx noticed, it is a different song that they used from last year to the one they're using this year, and I'm glad that she confirmed that for me, because I'm positive.
Well, even so, whatever the case may be, that was an awesome clip, Paul, because you know what you just did to me right now? When Renee was talking about someone's going over. Oh, my God. All right. Last night's show, I had just got back from driving through New Jersey, probably past that restaurant that they were at, and I sat down and I was exhausted. I watched that, seriously, I was like I was out of my mind watching it. I was like, oh my God, this is the craziest thing I have ever seen in any reality show in my life. It was amazing. Amazing. Did you guys watch it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And we've got people who have been waiting on the phone forever waiting to talk about Mob Wives.
Oh, my God, let's do it.
Okay. Michelle.
Stop!
Bronxy girl.
The big, big, big,
the reason I'm alive.
Now, Michelle, tell me. Wasn't that the same as last year?
It's the same. Paul, you had it wrong. You must have read what I typed wrong. It's the same exact intro theme music, but when they talk about their bios, the music behind it is a little different. It's not the same group. And they will always show on VH1 what the band is that they're using and stuff, but those little clips, those two-minute little, those are the ones that from last year. Yeah, they're not using it this year when they're talking about, like, they're introducing the new people. But
He says that if you go back and watch the shows from last year now, that they're introing it with a different theme song than this year.
I'm just going to put this all to rest. I'm going to go back and watch everything.
Yeah,
no
I right.
No problems here.
Like, seriously, it was out of, like, the entire hour was one big, like, brawl.
I fucking loved it. You guys want to throw up a disclaimer yet? Because I'm telling you it's going to be needed.
Let me do disclaimer, and I've got a few other people to bring up on the air. We might as well just blow this thing up.
Woo!
So let me do our disclaimer, and we'll bring a few other people up.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
I love it. I'm calling for my own disclaimers.
But
hi, Dina.
Intense.
Dina.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Dina.
Hello, Miss Dina.
Hey, Hey, Bronxy. Hey, Paul. Hey, Cherry. Those friggin' women are absolutely out of their fucking minds.
Come on. That's natural for me. You have no idea. It's like I don't have to see my family for the winter. I have no problems when I see that.
I've got one more to bring up with us, and then we can start chatting. Miss Kansas, thank you for joining us.
Greetings from the land of Oz.
What's up, Kansas?
Hey, Kansas.
What's up?
Okay. Michelle, did you see that link that I sent you? Where where I did the write-up? I sent you a link. It was about New York Italian.
No, I didn't. The only link I got is the one where you, well, I don't know if it was a link or not, but where you said that they were going to be on Dr. Phil, which I ended up watching that, which was lame.
Yeah, it was lame. And they wound up being on Wendy Williams, too. What they're doing is they're completely avoiding everything, and they're not putting out any spoilers. And the other reason is that there is still major bad blood going on, so they can't talk about a bunch of stuff. And yes, you need to go back and look at your Twitters that I sent to you, because there's something that you need to read, and you'll be like, holy cannoli.
Can you resend it to me? Because for me to go back through my Twitter, it's like...
I'm sorry you're so popular. It's not a problem for you. I got you, you know.
But you know what that you just said, Michelle, that I just want to make a comment about that. You said they want to spoil it, and, you know, they got things that they can't say. I'm sorry, but they said way too much that I'm sure the Rhode Island Mafia is going to go there and kill them, because they have just blasted all of their secrets, and whatever they're going to do to each other, they're going to murder each other, kill each other, which is so not what you do in the Mafia world.
Well, no. But the whole thing is that they're not – that's the premise is that they're mob wives, okay? But only two are really mob wives. The other ones are related through their father or through their grandfather. You know, it's in the bloodline. But there's only two that are really mob wives. And one of the two is not even friggin' Italian. But she, you know, she got thrown into this, you know, and she wanted to be in it. And some are saying it's because of the body style. She's skinny and thin and stuff like that. I'll send you this link so you can read it.
Drita's awesome.
Drita, let me tell you something. I could throw down with Drita, but I don't go for hair pull. You can pull my hair. My mother used to pull my hair. I love my mother. But my mother used to pull my hair all the time. I grew up in a Catholic school. The nuns pulled your hair. You can pull my hair till no end. I'm not gonna stop throwing punches. So when Drita got hit and she threw that punch, like last week, I thought it was Drita who nailed her, and then we wound up finding out it was Drita that threw that first punch. I'm glad I went with my instincts, because it wasn't the other guy. It was incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Derek did hit Ramona, though.
But you know what? Good. I'm sorry, but fuck Ramona.
No!
I fucking hate her.
No!
I don't like her. I'm sorry. She needs to stick her nose in somebody else's ass, and she deserved to get punched, because honestly, even if she got punched or whoever got punched, it was chaotic. There was people. I saw butt cracks of security guards.
Yep.
Dude, I don't know if any of you guys noticed. Did you guys notice the butt crack of the security guard?
Yep.
I was like, holy shit, there's going to be balls coming out next. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Did you see the one girl have to go over and put Ramona's tit back in her shirt?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. Hippolytus going on for sure.
But, you know, like, people were throwing blows. There was people all over the place. So if people got punched, hey, you know what? If you didn't want to be involved in that, then step away. But nobody seemed to have, like, stepped away. Like, everybody was just, like, hanging out. There was, like, this young girl in the back that was, like, picking up keys and cups. Did you see her? Like, she was just, like, a random. She was just, like, picking up cups. Like, people were throwing blows, and she would be right behind them picking up their wallet. And I was just like, what the freak? It's like, the thing is, to me, it's a very normal thing for me, because that's what, when I was growing up, not in my family, but with my friends surrounding, that was very normal. So I probably would react the same way. But for people to watch that and be like, how can these people around them just act so casual and nonchalant and be like fine with everything? I mean, that was intense to watch. Like, it was pure craziness, throwing plates and what the...
I felt
honestly bad for Renee. Like, I was like, what the frig? It was the one time that I could say I felt bad for Renee.
Absolutely.
You know what
I understand about the whole show was, and you know, Big Ann, she scares the living shit out of me. I'll tell you a lot.
She scares me. I'm not scared of many.
I'm more scared of Drita and Karen than Ann.
I'm not sad, Adrita. I said it last week on Thursday show. Big Ange is one of them people I think that her maturity and how she's presenting herself right now for the show, and maybe what her life was a couple of years ago, maybe 10, 20, I think that she was in that viral age that, like, Karen is in right now, that Drita is in right now, because there is a bit of an age gap between the two of them.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
I'm sorry.
She brought those girls together. She wanted them to make up.
Well,
she really thought
thing.
That they
and
would make up.
The fight never would have went down if Big Ange didn't ask Karen to go and talk to Drita. Right there, it was that poor choice. And because...
Brian,
sorry, Paul, go ahead.
I just have to get this in, and I'll let you girls go. But
hi,
I'm
Paul.
I'm still convinced that it's Big Angelo. I mean, holy.
No.
Whoa.
No.
I'll tell you, I think that Ange, like, by going over to Karen and was like, why don't you guys go talk about it? It wasn't like a, will you go talk about
no.
it? By her asking her, it's basically like her telling her.
Yeah, it was a command.
It was a command.
Was like,
and if she disobeyed it, she would go down.
It that way. I don't see
yeah,
her
she
that
said,
way at all.
Yeah, outside.
No. She ranks up there for that respect level to be given. It was a command. And even though they knew that it was going to be, you know, a little chaotic, that's why everybody stayed away. But, yes, Ramona should have been there, and then maybe she shouldn't have. It was Drita's paranoia because she couldn't take Karen keep throwing things back at her. And with the editing, I got to say that, you know, we don't get to see everything. But I think they kept the camera rolling the whole time, this one. And they didn't cut it. I don't think they cut it for us at all. And you could see Drita was getting paranoid. She kind of posted herself up against the banister there just a little bit. And the minute you say, am I being set up, this is a setup, you're going to start triggering people like crazy. You don't say that around people that are already tiptoeing. And you got Renee's husband in there who we know what's going on now. Yes, you're right. So you don't say setup. You never say setup. And that triggers everything. She had already called to a friggin' rat right at the end of the last season. So now you're saying that that somebody is setting you up, Drita? It was like, boom, fireworks. And if Drita didn't want to be there, why would she throw a punch as opposed to walking away?
Yeah, but I don't think, I think at that point, like, I don't think whether she didn't do that or not, I think it was going to end up the same way. I really do, because Ramona was all up in her, like, grill, and, oh, don't you be talking to my cousin Karen like
that.
No, you didn't. I was born with her, and I grew up with her. I sucked on pacifiers with her, and, like, that's my girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you know for a fact whether, I think Drita had to do that, and because if not, they were gonna fucking beat her ass.
I kind of think that if Drita would have had just a second not to say what she said, I don't think that the level of intensity would have went to where it went. And listen, I've been in places, and I'm telling you, there are certain words that you do not say, and being set up is a huge one. Are you a rat? That's huge. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. And, you know, Ramona has her own issues with Drita. So that kind of, like, turned it around. Ramona, when the swing came, it didn't come at Ramona. The swing came at Karen. Ramona was behind Karen. The swing came at Karen, and what happened is that she swung, did an overhead swing, and it clipped Ramona in the lip with the ring. And that's why she was bleeding.
Derek actually hit Ramona. If you go back, and I have it on my TiVo still, and I went back, and there's a place where you can pause it and you can watch. Derek actually hit her.
No.
Yeah, he definitely hit her, but
he
I think Drita hit her also.
Yeah,
but he definitely hit her after the fact. But Drita definitely caught her.
Yeah.
Right, well, right in the face.
Absolutely. Like, let me tell you something. First of all, when I saw Karen and Karen was giving him fucking undercuts, I was like, go, Karen, go! Go, Karen, go! I was like, holy crap, what's wrong?
But I'll tell you one thing. You guys, let me all know if you guys think that I'm out of line or whatever. But at the end, you know how Karen was like, it's not because of, you know, Drita being with my man. Absolutely, the entire fight, everything that they've been fighting for is because of that guy.
No.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
She wants to sit here and tell us, oh, it's not because of that. It's because of other underrooted things.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, it all started from that. It did.
Right.
And it's over a guy that, you know what, get over it. Get the over it.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Come on now.
I'm telling you, my gut. This is not about a man. The reason it's not about a man is because, again, she ratted, after everything that Karen had gone through, she got ratted out on. She was screwing around behind her boyfriend's back, and she got ratted out on. And it was many years after that, that's when Drita hooked up with her man. It was that she was pissed. She flat out said, and you ratted me out, bitch. And if you remember the ending of last season, she's holding her back. They're holding her back. She's like, and I'll keep coming for you. I'll keep coming for you. You know, because she ratted her out. It's going to be, let me tell you something. I know it. My blood is boiling. But I got things for people that they don't know is coming yet. They have no idea, and I have been one of those types. I will hold it till I die, and if I see you, if it's the right time, the right place, I'm going to get you. You know, so I feel...
I'm scared of the Bronx now. Like, what the frig, Bronx?
It's not unusual. I can tell you a quick story, but it's not unusual. Some chick was going after my sister's boyfriend. I told her two times. I picked her up. I threw her up against the wall. I said, I'm going to tell you this is the last fucking time. I'm in the schoolyard. I'm playing basketball. I'm shooting hoops. My friend passes me the ball. My friend comes over. Well, this girl comes over, and she's like 6 foot. I'm 5'2.5". I take a shot. I walk over to the girl. She's like, hey, what's going on, Michelle, this and that. I jump up, and I clock her, and she fucking tilts like a tree. I walk back over, and I said, give me the ball. And my friends are like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm telling you, when you got an urge for somebody, when you burn that much for somebody, it is incredible. And Karen is loyal. And all the readings and everything, there's nothing that bases it on Lee. Because if it was about Lee, she would make it a point to have not left New York. She would have never went to Arizona if it was about Lee.
Yeah,
but maybe she went there to, like, because she went to Arizona for a lot of reasons.
Well, yes.
You know?
Yes, but I don't know.
If you say that has nothing to do with it, you have to at least say that has something to do with it. And what's happened is a domino effect. It started with Lee, and then it's just been kind of like a continuous thing, I think, because, you know.
Well, yeah, there's going to be.
Because Karen is very loyal and everything, but guess what? Maybe she has been like that and has been acting like that because her dad was the rat, and so she's got to put her name out there, like, hey, even though my dad ratted everybody out and he's still in jail, but he ratted everybody out, like, I need to make sure that people know that I didn't rat out, because if anything, they could be going after her. Don't you agree?
She is defensive about the word. Absolutely, and wouldn't you be? I would be. Listen,
yeah.
I will call you out. I will call you out, and I will tell you every single time. But if I did something wrong, I'm going to be the first one to tell you, yo, my bad. I am so sorry. I need to make this up for you. My bad. Because I know that. I have learned that in my life. And maybe it's only I got a few years on the girl, but I there are certain words that I'm sensitive to. And, you know, being called this or that, you know, it's going to send me overboard. So if you already know that there's bad blood, it's not solved, and somebody has requested you to go out there, you can't tell that person no, but then when it gets heated, you can walk away. Nobody chose to walk away. They both wanted to make a point, and then there was those couple of words that went flying. Now, getting past the porch, being on the balcony fight, oh, my God, with Junior. Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, Junior is definitely going to jail. I was like,
I know.
And then did you guys see, at the end, when Renee was telling Junior and her and the son what was going on, Junior looked at her, and he didn't even have no idea what was going on, like what really happened.
Right.
He went on Karen's word and went over there, and he could have gone to jail. And he looked at Renee like, what the fuck? Like, that's really what happened?
It wasn't just Karen's word. It was the other guys that were there, the ones that they blurred out.
Yeah, the ones that they brought up. But wasn't it weird to see the fact that Junior, because you would think, oh, Junior would have known that all this was going on. Where the frick was Junior when all this was going on? It didn't seem like he knew what was happening until, like, after.
No,
he didn't
know. He was holding Karen back. He was as soon as they finally got them, they couldn't get past the security guards. And then once the security guards started tumbling because Karen was throwing them off of her, and Ramona was throwing the security
and the
guards
guy
off
with the butt crack was trying to separate them.
Rita was being covered up by what was that guy's name? I'm like so amped up.
Which one? The one that they wanted to jump.
Yeah.
That's Derek.
Derek.
You know, so Drita was being covered up by Derek, you know. So Junior was trying to make his way, and, like, he's trying to see. And, I think at first he just like – I don't know how many fights you guys have been in. I don't know how many bar brawls you've seen up close and personal. But when chicks start to fight – and I was a bouncer at a club. When chicks starts to fight, no guy wants to get in on it. I am telling you, that was the reason why I was hired to be a bouncer at one of these clubs, is because they didn't want to jump in on the chicks. They know.
Yeah, they'll get clawed.
they know. So, but the afterwards, what you're talking about, Kansas brought up something last week. Kansas, you were right.
Yeah.
You were right. And now I'm so angry at Junior because of how they ended it. And I don't know if Michelle remembers. Kansas,
what?
Do you want to remind Michelle what you said about Junior, what he did?
Kansas?
I don't remember saying anything about Junior, did I?
That he wore a wire, and that now
no,
what
that
happened?
Was Derek. That was you guys were talking about that on that show. I didn't see that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
he's wearing a wire.
Right,
yeah. Anna.
Okay,
yeah,
wait. So
can
you guys repeat what
Michelle?
So Junior's wearing a wire?
Yeah, for the FBI.
Yeah, and guess who he got on the wire for what? Do you know, Cherry?
I want to see
know
that.
Any of this.
I want to see a copy of that article, Michelle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us, Michelle, why is he wearing a wire?
He wore a wire and was asking Renee's father, for money for a loan shark. And now the father is going to be getting another 20-year sentence or 15-year sentence. For $150,000, he needed money for a loan shark.
Wow.
But here we see the ending of him telling Renee after he went to court, and he's going to have to do a sentence. He made a plea agreement, and I guarantee you the plea agreement was that he was going to wear the wire and he was going to get somebody else. Oh, my God, can we say rat again? How sensitive can we be to this word? So now Renee has got to be heartbroken over all of this.
She is. That's why she was crying so much. Now I understand.
And on all these shows that they're doing, all the interviews, you are not going to get any information right now.
Yeah.
So wait, does Renee know that he was wearing a wire with her own father, or would
today?
You say father or grandfather?
Today or
no? Just in like she okay, so she knows
not
that
last night's show.
So she's going to find out that he's, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm actually going to look for this friggin' link right now because it's that nuts.
So he's going to wear wire and rat out her father or grandfather,
wow.
He said.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can, my freaking heart can take another show like that.
I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I told you guys last week that he was wearing a wire.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it was Cherry that said that. I didn't say that. Yeah.
Sorry.
How did you know that, Cherry?
Sorry, Cherry, you get the props.
Cherry, how did you know that?
Little Miss Dina over there being quiet.
That's it.
Yes, it is.
Dina's wearing a wire right now. That's why she's not talking. Dina, girlfriend, talk to us. How did you know that Junior was wearing a wire?
I got the link right here.
When I first found out about it, I didn't even watch Mob Wives. And I had saw something on the TV on CNN. Because they were talking about all of this. And I thought, wait a minute, this is about a TV show that they're all talking about. And then it showed about how he had wore the wire, what had happened, but I did not know about what was based on the conversations. So when the lady showed up on Good Morning America last week to talk about it, Renee did not, I mean, she was it was very apparent that something had to go down, something very bad. And she said right then and there, you want to talk about a mob wife keeping her mouth shut? She did that day. She said she did not want to bring this up, and it was heartbreaking to the situation. So, and
yeah.
Then with Michelle saying, yeah, it's coming out to life right now because I just saw another article on the internet bringing about this. But
this is serious stuff. Like, this is not
like it's so freaking joking. Here we are, like, blabbing our asses off.
No, but this is
where I live. They know where I live.
No, but you know what? This is like
night. Telling him how much she still loves him. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Michelle,
I know.
Michelle Costa, this isn't like you getting a trip taken away from you, is it?
No, you know, this isn't like Jersey Shore. This isn't this is like real deal stuff, like where people are probably going to lose their life, whether it be to prison or whether it be because your significant other is going to prison or what they did, or really they're going to lose their lives. Someone's going to get killed. Like, this is some serious shit, and I cannot freaking wait till next week. Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine what it was like for me to be an officer in the prison that had mob guys?
Oh, my God.
And the stories are all...
And, Michelle, can you elaborate on that? Because I'll tell you honestly, over here, like, I don't know if it's like that anymore. It's really not talked about. But if you were involved, like, in that sort of lifestyle, you were... taken care of to the T in the prison, okay? We're talking about everybody taking care of you. We're talking about privileges that nobody else has. You're talking about food that we're talking about steak, lobsters. We're talking about a regular bed. We're talking about stuff that you just can't even imagine. These people are going to jail, and it's just like they're chilling. They're doing their regular thing. Is that still the case, or was that the case before?
It's not like Goodfellas, but...
Okay, Michelle. Here's what the article says. However, in early December, Junior wore a wiretap while speaking to Renee's father and recorded Graziano telling him to get a $150,000 loan shark debt from an unidentified man. Anthony Graziano, who is 71 and just completed a long prison sentence, was subsequently rearrested. He's 71
wow.
years old and just got out. And now he's been rearrested. So,
well, Leona Helmsley was 72, so when I knew
that's
her,
that's gonna hurt. That's a big ouch.
Now that's Renee, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. He's probably gonna get another 15 years tacked on for loan sharking, and then they'll knock it down to maybe 5 because of his age or medical illness or whatever. He'll be in Florida. They'll put him down in Florida. They won't. It's very difficult. First of all, the prison systems are not like what you've seen on Goodfellas. And Danbury was one of the prisons that they had said that they were sending these guys to. And years ago, that was very, very true. Very, very true. But nowadays, the facilities have changed, so I don't know what the other facilities and the newer facilities are like. But nobody's smuggling stuff in. What they're doing is they get other people to take stuff from, like, the kitchen. And they would get extra bread, and they would get extra fruit, and then and they would get like, whole chickens. And I used to take a black garbage bag and tuck it in my back pocket and head right for the one guy's units. And they all knew, they were like, yo, Nieves is coming. We got to clean up house. She's going to get us all. I used to find the gambling papers. And they were like, how the hell did you find that thing? They used to hide it inside the pegs of the chairs, underneath the chairs, inside the voltage boxes where a junction box where an electric was. I was a nut. I was like, I was right in it with them. And
that's crazy. I personally don't understand how that lifestyle is allowed to be portrayed and shown like that, because we're seeing real stuff going down where I feel like if I watch another show, like, I'm going to be snipered, okay? Or I'm going to go out, turn my car, and I'm going to hear a tick, 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 and guess what? My new car and me are going to get exploded, okay?
I'm nervous.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I was watching it yesterday, and I'm like, this is crazy stuff. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it because I've grown up in it, and it's not stuff you talk about, never mind you put on TV.
Right.
I know.
And the whole thing is that they are putting it on television, so they're feeling that it's safe enough for them to put it on the TV that nobody is going to get hurt. But these people that are the angry girls, the angry ladies, they're not fighting because of the mob life. They're fighting because they have an actual bitch fight with each other.
Yeah, it's involving the mob life, though.
Well,
why would they even do? Is it the money? Why would these ladies even? I mean, everybody would like to have an inside look on how these ladies are living their lives, obviously, because now there is a following. But my million-dollar question is what? Is the money tight? Are you telling me that the mob's not having the trash picked up? Things are still not being falling off the
truck?
They're
not all on the trash. No, it has nothing to do with money.
On gambling rings, they have their own. I mean, in the city up there, in New York City, you don't get a contract. You don't get things unless it goes through the mob. That's the bottom line.
No. That's not true anymore. No. Let me tell you something. First of all, Jersey has been one of the ones that have been most notorious associated with the sanitation and the trash, not New York. And there are people out there that are looking out for each other. They got their families that are coming right off the boat, and they're bringing them on, and they're making sure that they got a job, they can feed their family, and send money back home. They have been completely just for the interests of their family. Whether or not it's illegal, that was a legal or a law thing. These women are Karen came out because she wanted to talk about being brought up as the daughter of Sammy the Bull Gravano, not because she was in the mob life. Completely what she said. She never said she wanted to expose how we live as mob wives. That was not the premise of this. They decided to change it up a little bit, and that's where Renee's sister came in and decided to make this whole production. And that's how they came across all of this, and they were picking and choosing who they wanted in and out. And yes, Staten Island is a tight community that it used to be all big Italian, and it started to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Just like in the Bronx, the huge areas of the Bronx were all Italian. The Morris Park were against the guys from the Northeast, and the Pelham was against this guys. But then those areas started to deplete, and all of the people joined together. And they have migrated and moved. And the article that I posted in the chat room, and I just sent to you, Michelle, was written up by, and it flat out tells you, by a girl from Yonkers. I think I know the girl. That's the other thing that kills me. It's like, oh my God, I'm dying. I'm like,
Michelle.
Oh my God.
You won't believe this, but even back all the way back here in St. Louis, and this is when I was a child, so I'm far removed from this now, but my mom dated somebody when I was a kid that was involved somewhat in a lot of this. And we had Jimmy Hoffa in our house a number of times. And I still have one of Jimmy Hoffa's briefcases at my mom's house.
That, my dear, is something that you should put in a safe someplace or sell it. Because it's worth a ton of money. Tons and tons of money. And there are people that are scattered all throughout. If you look back to where how Boardwalk Empire came out, if you started watching that, and they talked about how the people started coming across and the Prohibition, and then how the Italians came in and this and that. I mean, you can go all the way back with the heritage on this. But these ladies are not doing this because they want to show the mob lifestyle. It just happens to be, you know, thrown in a little here and there. I'm sure when the sister was producing the show, she didn't think that the feds were going to go and bust 121 people. You know, so she had to use that to her advantage because it was her own sister's husband that was getting pinched. You know, you can't not use it. So it kind of, then it starts to lean in that direction. But if you bring it back, it has always been about Karen talking about her life and being Sammy the Bull's daughter. She wanted to write the book, and that's what came out. All the other stuff is just added glory for all the watchers, and it is drama.
Amen, and I just want to say thank you, Jesus! Thank you, because... Holy
it's
crap.
It's been one hell of a season so far. I mean, two shows, and the two shows they've had have been
phenomenal.
Whoppers.
Yeah, I'm following. I despise Drita, but I'm following her anyway. She has been doing, they've been all doing appearances at bars, and, you know, they'll promote one person, or they'll promote another one, or watch this one, and I'm sure a lot of it is out of courtesy, but I don't really, they're not really Twitter happy, but they've got 200,000, 300,000 followers on just Twitter alone, regardless of their blogs. You know,
I love Drita. Michelle, I honestly, I love Drita. She's a spunky little one, and you know what? I really honestly feel that Karen's going to kill her. Like, that's going to be the finale.
Well, no.
No, I'm not, like, it's messed up to say, but I feel like Karen is going to kill her one day if she, like, seriously.
I get it. Like, I know. There's a hot temper, and she's running hot, and then, you know, it takes
a
while.
Gosh, we need
time.
To get them on the show. We need to get them on Manic Mondays.
If they're not talking on the national shows, they're never going to come and talk on a podcast, I wish. You know, I got her one day. I tweeted to her. I asked her. I said, is it sauce or gravy? And she said, she says, it depends. And I was like, well, it's gravy for me. She goes, yeah, it's gravy usually.
Wow.
So that was about it. You know, I mean, it's one of those things. She's also got to protect her daughter in all of this. And her marriage. Or her boyfriend, or whoever it is. But I think he wound up going into the clinker, I think, also.
Yeah, and I think she, like, she's divorcing him because she found out he cheated on her and all this stuff, but...
It's I think I really... The season premiere had 3.5 million viewers. I tried frantically to look at what the Nielsen ratings were, but I can't find anything. I was, like, looking, like, while you guys were you talking about your job and everything like that. I was frantically looking to say, I need to know what last night's viewers were. And I'm sure it was even more. I'm sure. And
Oh, my gosh.
Some people get turned off. You know, I don't think the girls go get dressed up and wear their friggin' shoes and get their hair done knowing that they're going to throw down. Because if they were real and they knew they were going to throw down, I'm telling you, they're going to put grease on their face and they're going to pull their hair back.
Yeah. It's like so amazing to watch. Like, you just...
It is.
Your mouth is just down to the floor and you're like, am I really seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Dina was trying to say something. What?
No, I just thought that the best part of last night's show to me was Fatal Attraction and Lucifer.
Yeah,
I thought
when she was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now you have to think about it. Like, look at the confessionals and then look at what they're saying behind the other person's back. And now Karen gets to see this. You know, so, I mean, you know, she's a cooch. Drita, you know, like, shut up already. Like, if you didn't want to have all this drama come about, you shouldn't talk either. There are many things that you leave curbside and you address it when the time is right.
Can you imagine what that finale is going to be like? You know, the finale when they, you know, can you imagine? Like, they're going to probably be in cages, like, you know, because they're going to all, you know, have the clips of what each said behind each other's back and Lucifer and all this crapola.
Right.
And, you know, and then there's Carla, who wasn't really a lot part of the show, and she was like, you know, if I had known, I would have gone and, you know, helped her out with Lucifer. Yeah,
right.
I don't know about that, you know. Carla's the more prim and proper one. You know, I like Carla. You know, she tries to stay out of the shit, and, you know, but at the same time, it's like, honey, I really don't think you would have had Drita's back.
Yeah.
I don't think she would have Drita's back. I think she would have Drita's back to a point, but maybe that wouldn't have gone down if Drita had somebody on her side there. I think that a lot of that happened because Drita was by herself, you know?
Can you imagine if Carla had been there too?
Yeah, I would like to know if that would have went down, and if it would have, I wanted to imagine there would have been somebody that would have been over that that yeah, you know, or it wouldn't have gone to that extent. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know. The reason I'm alive.
Rossi,
yes, Paul?
You earlier talked about this, but I really haven't a chance to address it, that you were a bouncer. One thing, as I was watching those women fight and the guys holding them, what the hell's wrong with them? Grab their arms. Don't just hold them around the waist.
You can't, because as a guy, you never want to grab a girl up on top, because she's going to then tell her husband or her boyfriend that you were grabbing her titties.
I said arms, not...
I'm telling you, that's why. Listen, I worked in juvie places with all girls, and then I worked in group homes, and then I worked in corrections, and then I wound up being a bouncer after corrections. And I am telling you, this is the reason.
No,
they do not want to get sued.
No, I can understand that, but somebody grab their arms as they keep fighting.
Oh, come on, Paul. You never had a girl that was a little squirmy and was trying to wiggle away?
You know, just like Ramona. Ramona got away and her nipple got away from her, too.
Let me tell you something. If you're going to try and hold me, you better have two or three people on me.
I would have been exactly like they were.
Right.
Like, I would have been like, get off me and let me go beat some ass down. Let go of me or I'm going to beat your ass. Like, you're going to get swung at. Because you know what it is? You're not thinking like a normal person.
Your adrenaline is jacked.
Yeah. Even though you know that's a bad situation, you're going to flip out. You're going to squirm. You're going to start throwing haymakers, and who's ever in the freaking way is going to get one. Is going to catch one, two, three, or four, or whatever. Going to catch a plate upside the head. I don't care what's going down.
And here's the other thing. All of the guys that were there, they were all of the larger size, but they weren't of the fitter size. So their arms couldn't go all the way around that they needed to go in and rack the girl up.
I'm still not over the ass crack coming out. I mean, that guy, he was struggling. I think he might have caught a few, like, in the face, and his fucking ass was coming out. I was like, oh, my gosh.
And here you go. The people that rented the, you know, the place to Renee, you know, she hired security, but maybe the security was just like, I know who you are, and I'm not touching you. But, oh, my God, I have to do something. And then I'm letting go. And then I'm going to touch you again. And then I'm going to let you go. Like they're probably – they already knew who these people were. Cameras were there. They didn't want to be seen with their hands on these people because they know the nature. And that just puts the fear in saying, I'm not getting involved. I so wish that all sometimes right. you weren't on air, but I have the stories to tell you that you'd be like, okay, these people are awesome. I think all of them are awesome for letting us see them. I think it's an incredible show. I think it is off the wall. I do think it's out of the norm. It is not like one of the Housewives series. It is not like a Bad Girl series. It's real life stuff for these ladies. It's real life stuff. It is not, oh, go shoot it again. Okay, go back, stand there, nope, go back, nope. Okay, now we got the shot. I don't think any of that goes down. I really think it's a continuation of just camera shooting and then putting together some of the best stuff and non-incriminating stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
all right.
Michelle and Cherry, everybody, I spent the time of isolating the theme songs, and I just have to do this real quick.
Oh, boy.
Please do, because I think we need a little theme music.
All right. This is the theme song from season one, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but you'll hear what I'm speaking of. Here's season one. Here's this current season.
Please tell me, Michelle. Don't you guys think that's the best freaking theme song ever?
See,
I love it.
It was the same last year. Please tell him that.
All right, Paul, I need to know what episode you were grabbing that from and what clip, because the minute that they showed them and they had them doing the boardwalk walk out on Staten Island, I am telling you, I looked up the video and the song, and they were tweeting about it and follow this, and this is the theme song, and this is where you can hear it. And
all right,
I remember
take a breath. Take a breath, and I can
Can you actually just for shits and giggles, because we gotta end the show soon. You know, there's stuff going on. Can you play the clip again, just with the introing of the what you started off with, just so we can get our blood boiling again? Because I don't know about you guys, but I love listening to their intros and then that song. Can you do that again for us, Paul?
I sure can. Here we go.
I'm Karen Gravano.
I'm Renee Graziano.
I'm Carla Fasciolo.
I'm Teresa Diavanzo.
My crime?
You know who the f*** I am.
My crime?
You want to get my f*** out?
My crime?
You have a problem because of who my father is?
According to the feds, being the daughter of an extremely high-ranking mobster.
Having a dad who's one of the most notorious mob figures ever.
Who's the rat?
About 100 of them are.
Being married to an inside trader.
Falling in love with a professional bank robber.
The satin.
10 to 12 years as a single mom.
Life as an informant's daughter.
8 years raising twins alone.
Doing hard time without ever being behind bars.
Hold on, world. Don't move too fast. Yeah. Watch out, man. But I'm making.
Party solo.
I see that Drita's really uncomfortable because I'm with Ramona.
Ramona and I don't like each other. All of a sudden, I see Ramona and Karen headed towards the balcony. Someone's going over.
I love it. I love it. Oh, we are so sick.
Hey,
okay.
Hold on. Costa, hold on a second. Go ahead, Dina.
I'm just going to say that I've got 20 plus bona fide rednecks up here in my house waiting for this. So wish me
incredible. Dina, I got a link I got to send you too, so I'll check your Facebook for it.
I most certainly will, but hey, Michelle Bronxy, honey, I always love your passion on this show. I really, really do. Please don't come down here and knock my – well, if you come down here, let's say hello before you knock my eyes out, but I'm team Drita and Carla all the way.
It's fine. You can like who you like. I am not taking offense to it. You know, if they come knocking on my door, I'm scared shitless too, but I'm going to go throw – I'm going to throw down.
Open it. Don't
thank
open
you,
it.
Dina. Dina, I hope you join us next week because, girlfriend, I feel like this is going to be a continuation for the for the rest of the Mob Wives. So we're going to make sure that this is going to be a staple until Mob Wives is done, and then probably it'll be more drama. But thank you so much, Gina, for joining us, and we really appreciate it, girlfriend. You have fun with all those people in your house right now.
Thank you, Dina. Love you, girl.
Can you tape it? Because you never know. There might be a Mob Wives happening at Dina's house tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Rednecks Wives, all right?
There you go, girlfriend.
They had their chance. Didn't they make some, like, Louisiana or some sort of show? But I don't remember what it was.
Whoa. Guess whose truck pulled up beside of me, and I got a picture of it today.
Who?
Lizard Lick.
There you go.
I got to see that picture. I'm redneck when you see a lizard lick that pulls up right beside of you. I'm thinking,
lizard
lick
towing. Oh, my God.
Cherry,
you got to get them on the show for us, Dina.
I just was glad that he wasn't trying to repossess my shit.
Funny.
All right, Dina, girlfriend. You have fun tonight, girl. Don't get repossessed or anything.
Don't get repossessed. Don't get possessed. Don't get.
I love you, girl.
Is Miss Kansas still on?
Yeah, but hold on. Give me a chance to address something, please. Okay, thank you. I went to get the theme song from this season, and then I thought, I'm going back onto my on-demand and see if Mob Wives is there. I went back, and they have every single episode from last season, from the pilot episode right to the reunion episode. When I played the pilot episode one, there was a different music, and I go, wait a minute, that's a different song. I went to the second episode of season one. It was the same different song. I went to the reunion episode. It was the same different song. So if they then put in a different song for the on demand, that's how it happened. But I'm telling you, that's what I did.
I'm just saying, when we saw it last year on air, it was the same theme song that we're seeing this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I think, if there was a different song, I think that when it did catch and they saw that this song was better, they might have faded out the other song, if that is the case. But I won't know until I go back and look at them. And, you know, you can catch clips or just go to their website and see, you know, or tweet the producer herself.
Oh, I get that, too. Michelle,
you know what?
I'm going to
tweet the producer, and I'm going to say, listen, I was on a podcast tonight, and we were debating on the songs, and I'm just going to go for it.
Go for it.
There you go.
You know what? They're going to know who I am sooner or later, it seems.
Just let the cat out of the bag now, girl. You know what I mean? But I would say to Kansas, do you have any final thoughts or words, or are you hiding behind something that's bulletproof right now?
I've just been enjoying listening to you guys. It's been really entertaining. I like this better than Big Brother. Let's put it that way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Mob Wives never go against Big Brother. I'll tell you that right now. We're fucked.
Well, one question. There's a lot of one big brother, Michelle, there's one big brother question, and actually it deals with these women and the fights and everything. One question I've been dying to ask you.
Okay.
Natalie Martinez and Lydia have it out, because I heard that Natalie went to the reunion. I've been dying to ask you that question. And
the reunion? What reunion?
Was there a mob women showdown with the two of them?
What reunion are you talking about?
The Big Brother reunion.
Where was it located? Oh, I have no idea. I didn't attend that one. I didn't hear anything about that.
This was the Vegas.
Oh, Vegas? No, no, she did not show up.
Okay, I'm not surprised.
And I believe Lydia did not show up. Lydia did not show up either.
Oh. Well, I thought she was there.
Cherry, Lydia was not there, correct?
I thought she was
in
there.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't show up this year.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So that it could have been a different one, and if there was a different one, I didn't hear anything about that, but that's very interesting. What did you hear?
No, I heard that both of them were supposed to be going.
Yeah, they were supposed to be going, but they didn't show up.
Okay.
Well, you know how rumors go. Like, some people say that they're married to others, and then all of a sudden they get dumped on air without being really told in person. You know? Costa, my wife, my ex-wife.
Are you dumping me right now?
You dumped me last week! Are you kidding?
Wait a minute. I'm getting dumped on, like, my own fucking show? No, I didn't dump you. I'm giving and open.
So you want to play?
She's out
the field.
Working. She's out making a living, Michelle.
All right. You want to play the field? All right.
No, there's plenty of me to go around, girl.
No. I don't do that. I'm too jealous for that.
You're gonna get mob eyes on somebody. Oh boy, Juan, watch out. He wanted to make it. He had something for work, so he said he was so sorry for not making it, but he was like, holy shit, what a crazy episode. He couldn't even handle it.
I actually edited my tweet to him because I sent him the same link, and I was like, I hope you caught up to last season's, because you don't want your Twitter name to be your epithet, because it says, Mr. You're Not Ready. But then I kind of like, oh no, he'll probably show up after the craziness, so I won't tweet that. I should have tweeted it.
Yeah, you might as well just go tweet it now.
At this point, it's irrelevant.
Well, let's say our final thoughts about the mob wives, because let me tell you something. I'm gonna be looking through my fucking blinds.
I already,
the ammo's in and the rifle's just sitting right here by the bed.
You're safe.
So.
Well, I'm going to tell you that my name does carry a little bit of weight in certain places. If you said that you went when you were driving and heading down to New Jersey, there were certain points where you could have probably stopped, stood on a corner and said, if anybody knew me, and there might have been a few people that would have raised their hands. So you're safe. They're not going to come all the way up there.
Am I really safe? I guess I dumped you. I don't know if I'm fucking safe now after I dumped you last week.
No.
What the frig? I did not dump you. You're crazy.
You're afraid of me?
We're together forever.
Ah, I'm a girl. I love it. You guys hear that? Finally. Cherry, I know that you caught me right before the show went on. And, Paul, I don't know if you've been on Twitter and seen what's going out, but Superpass has asked me to join Missy and Spicy and another person to Skype in on Wednesday to talk about all different reality shows that we're into and and what we're looking forward to. So that's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, and I will be Skyping in, and I will be jacking the crap out of it. They know that I'm into Mob Wives. I can only last a little bit on it, and you know that I'm going to recover some of this stuff, and I hope to blow it the hell up.
Oh, it's blown up, girl.
It's
TNT. It's TNT.
And then after that, on the forum that I update at, we are doing the Reality Nomination TV Awards. So we're going to be doing the nominations for your favorite reality TV persona. And that's, I'm going to throw the link up in the room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Am I talking to my wife?
I don't know if I can nominate my wife. That might be a little bit of crossing the line.
No, there's no rules, girlfriend.
And that's going to be on www.rffradio.com/live. And I will be tweeting that out, but that's going to be Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And everybody needs to crash that chat room and put in your nominations. And I will take all this information and I'll be posting on Facebook and I'll be tweeting it out. But we need to get, if you had a favorite, if it was a show that nobody watched, it doesn't matter. Throw it up there. Put it in there. Rob is super cool. And my forum is www.forum.realityfanforum.com. And I will again throw that up there. It's awesome. It's going to be great. This is a place where I have lived undercover for 6 years updating Big Brother. So I have just caught the whirlwind, and it's been a little bit more than a year since I've been out of the closet, so to speak.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They might have, like, nominations for the best radio hosts of Lifetime. And
we can put it in there. Anything is possible.
All right, people, everyone listening.
You know, not for nothing. You know, it's gonna be out there. So whatever it is, we can make more categories for categories that aren't there. And whatever Rob wants, Rob will get. And whatever we push, we just push. And you know, it'll be awesome. You know.
Push it. Push it good. Push it real good. That's all I gotta say, girl. All right, everybody, make sure Wednesday 6 p.m. Make sure you follow her tweets. Make sure you guys watch Superpass that night, and make sure you guys let her know what your nominations are.
Yeah,
because
I'll be back here with us.
Is there like a deadline or something?
I won't know what the podcast, whatever Rob is going to be doing. I know that he's going to have a couple of special guests calling in. I'm hoping that we just crash the server at one point. But what usually happens is that, you know, he'll have some categories, and then, you know, you can, you know, add names in, and it's pretty much going to be a poll. And then the poll will be available for voting, which I will also be tweeting like a mad woman and Facebooking so that you can vote and we have a certain amount of time. This was the one last year Brittany wound up calling in, being one of the live guests. And it's the same reality TV awards that Matt Hoffman won Douchebag of the Year.
Yep.
So,
no, I remember that, yep.
Okay, so yeah, so that's, you know, so the categories are just going to be whatever he can get out of it, you know. If there's something that's not there and somebody brings up a great idea, I'm sure Rob is all open for it. You know, it's just a matter of just typing an extra line in here or there.
All right, well, will you come back on next week and we'll talk Mob Wives, and we'll also talk about you know, the continuation, if it's already done, or what's going on with all that? Will you fill
Absolutely.
Us in on what's going on? Okay, cool.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll probably have all that information by then set, for sure. You know,
can I ask you guys something real quick?
Go ahead, you Kansas. You can do whatever you want, girlfriend.
Just a quick question. Has anybody checked out the new reality show Celebrity Wife Swap?
Yes.
Yes.
I missed it. I'm so sad. What day is it on?
Oh, wait. It's
Tuesday? Is it Tuesday?
It's on Tuesdays and Saturdays, I believe.
Yeah, they're doing reruns of it.
What channel?
Flavor Flav is next week, right?
And the Reverend. Yes! Flavor
Blaze and Dee Snider. They're wives.
Blaze.
Yeah, their wives are switching. The wives are switching.
Yes. Okay, and do you guys know what network it's on?
Yeah, 7. Channel 7.
Well, that could be Channel 7 in where
you're from.
Oh, sorry,
ABC. Sorry.
Okay.
My bad. New York, I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, exactly. You better fucking straighten up over there. Don't make me have to send people over there. No, I'm scared. I'm not saying anything. Listen, I ain't sending nothing over there. Forget about that shit.
Come
on. Well, if I do, we can talk about it next week.
Michelle, watch the one with Gary Busey and the Reverend Taggart.
Oh, it was pathetic.
The one with the scandal?
I thought it was pathetic. I was like, it was a snooze fest. It wasn't the Busey I was, like, wanting at all.
Oh, so you wasn't all fucked up or anything?
No.
Yeah,
thank
he
you,
was
Paige.
At the beginning, a little bit.
No, he was not. He was not, like, on Celebrity Apprentice.
No.
Okay.
It's on ABC, Michelle.
ABC, got it.
Yeah, ABC.
All right, well, I need to watch it because I love stuff like that. So
they play it on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
There you go.
Twice a week.
All right, well, everybody knows now another something for us to talk about. Maybe they could do something like Celebrity Mob Wives or something. They can fill in for the husbands that are incarcerated.
No. The next reality show should be a Big Brother alumni gets to pick and play a game with their favorite fan.
I want to play whatever with whoever. Anybody want to play? I want to play. Michelle. I'm only playing with you, sexual. Listen, don't jump me, Michelle. I don't mean it like that, girl. Oh my gosh, I gotta stop. I'm sleep talking right now. I'm sleep talking.
You are not sleep talking.
If you are,
that means I'm in your dreams.
Okay, before this goes any further, we don't want to let anybody know our business, Michelle. Anyway, well, Michelle, would you like to say your last goodbyes?
Yes, I would. Thank you, everybody. It's been absolutely incredible to talk tonight. I am so jacked up, I'm going to have to go outside in the cold air to cool down because I am sweating like crazy. I am telling you, I am.
You know what? I can actually envision that. I'm like, holy shit.
I blew out my hair today, and the gel and the hairspray is, like, driving me nuts. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sweating so much. It's so hot. But thank you. I had a great time. A lot of it is all in jest, people. So don't – the stories are true, but, don't get – I'm not a mean and bad person. You know, I'm a fun person. But
I love
talking. I'm sorry. Kansas is scared shitless of you, babe.
What was that?
I said Kansas is scared shitless of you, babe.
You don't have to be. Trust me. Let me tell you something.
Kansas, just click on those ruby sparkly shoes and fly off, girl, when you get scared. Don't worry. Go to that happy place with Toto.
It's time for us to wrap this one up, ladies.
It is. Kansas, would
you
like to say your... Thank you, Michelle, so much. We love you, Bronxy.
Thank you so much, Cherry. Thank you, Paul.
Paul's already said good night.
And thank you, Kansas. And thank you, everybody. It's been absolutely crazy. I'm going to hang up now. Love you, Costa.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
All right, Kansas, you're up. You're up next. Let's go, girlfriend.
Good night from Oz. I love tonight. Very entertaining. Thank you for being there. Love it.
Thank you, Kansas. I hope you join us next week, and please call in with any of your thoughts. We love you calling in, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Kansas.
Love you.
Good night, Kansas.
Love you.
Love you, girl.
Good night. So we didn't get to talk about the other shows that we were planning on. We weren't planning on it being this long, I'll tell you that. But it was great. Great conversation. Love it, love it. And I'm sure it's going to get even crazier. But I know Bachelor is already on. We will talk about...
Bachelor next week. And Biggest Loser. I'm going to try to see if I can get somebody to come talk about Biggest Loser. The one big thing about Biggest Loser that I'm enjoying this season is that they're splitting up the teams, meaning brothers against brothers, husbands against wives, sisters against brothers, lovers against lovers, whatever the case is. They're splitting them up. Finally, we're going to have ourselves a good game going on. So.
One of the teams is from like 25 miles away from me.
Oh, get
the
out.
The purple team, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do you guys like that twist? Like, finally, maybe there'll be some, you know, instead of it being always like the brother and sister carry each other along and this and that, like, I'm interested to see how it goes.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how they do against each other.
Yeah, it
no
definitely should be.
No excuses.
No excuses. No excuses.
Well, Michelle,
yeah.
Rest up, dear. I know you had a hard week, but rest up and re-energize.
Yes, I need to put the Energizer Bunny into its little chamber and charge it up.
Okay, sweetie. Well, we will close the show with Ron, as we always do. Let you get some rest, as I know you do need to get some rest.
Yes, and we love Ron, and we are here for him every day, thinking about him and never forget him. So thank you, everybody, for a fantastic Manic Monday. Again, once again, epic. And Paul and Cherry, love you, chat room, and the podcasters who will be listening to this. Hold on to your seats, guys. Get your popcorn and make sure, don't even go for wine. Go straight for hard liquor.
We should have read that at the beginning of the show.
I know.
I'm going to show. Right. I'm going to close this one with Ron sort of being funny and doing his little song for tonight's closing. I love this clip. Close it off with him singing to us.
Good night, everybody.
Tonight, it was a great show. And thank you guys for coming. And I'm going to quit off the show with a song. And something that is truly, I say thank you to y'all. Like, song ain't working. Say thank you for coming to the show. You are so faithful. And I love you all. We thank you. We thank you for coming to the show. And we... Okay, fuck. I couldn't get the switchboard to work. Talk to you guys later.
God, I miss his laugh. Good night, Michelle.
Oh,
good
I
night,
love
Paul.
It.
I
night.
Know.
All right.
Love you all. Have a great week. Be with us on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to do it all again. Have a great week, everyone. Be kind to each other. Take care. Good night.
Disclaimer. Love you guys.